You're listening to Organic Garden Radio.
I like dirt. Dirt's what I dig. I like poking around with a big old twig.
Welcome to Organic Garden Radio, the place where everything's green. Now your host, Sam and Scott.
And welcome to Organic Garden Radio this Saturday afternoon. It's a beautiful Saturday, isn't it?
It is. My name is Scott, and this is Sam. We're the host of Organic Garden Radio every Saturday at noon here on the 89.5 and all the sister stations. We're glad that you've joined us. It's supposed to be a high of 95 degrees, so it's going to be a little warm today.
Just a little warm.
Just a little bit.
So. They said it was supposed to feel like 100 with the humidity.
Yeah, the humidity has just been crazy. It's been pretty humid. Hopefully everyone's having a safe, great holiday weekend. Slight chance of rain on Sunday and Monday, but not a whole lot. So I think everyone's going to be able to get out and go boating and tubing and water skiing. And
it'd be nice to be in the water, too.
It would.
Wish it's going to be hot.
Makes me want to have a boat. We don't have a boat.
Yeah. No, we're going to be laying rock.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of fun. Wanted to remind you that this segment of Organic Garden Radio is brought to you by Stewart Nursery. Stewart Nursery is located over on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford, and they have a fantastic selection of native plants, of well-adapted plants. Also, they have organic gardening supplies if you want to take care of your lawn and landscape and garden.
They have trees, too.
Lots of trees. Lots of trees. And you know what? They know what they're talking about. It's not one of these places where you walk in and nobody knows what's going on and you need somebody to help you. They're there to help, and they can give you expert advice and set you off in the right direction. So
they can.
They're fantastic people. And if you want landscaping done, they have some people that really know what they're doing when it comes to landscaping, that are certified in landscaping, and they know what type of plants to use. And that's important, because you don't want to use the wrong plant in the wrong place. And with this heat, we're just talking about the hot weather that we have. You know, you want to make sure that you have the type of plant that's going to take the heat. That's a big problem here in Texas.
So it's not like me. I can't take the heat. I've been in Texas my entire life, and I still can't take the heat.
We get out there working, and Sam's like, oh, I'm hot.
I've been living in Parker County for, what, almost 8 years, and I still can't get used to the humidity out here, because we lived in West Texas, Lubbock, before we moved out here, and, man, it's just the humidity.
Yeah, it's
I can't get used to it.
Very dry out there, and you, I guess you hit, like, Abilene. If you're coming east from West Texas and you hit around Abilene, all of a sudden, you know, that humidity starts to set in. And by the time you get to Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, it's pretty heavy. Compared, it's all, you know, the relative to where you're at, I guess.
Yeah, but no matter where you're at, you have ants, yeah. You know?
You do. And that's what we're going to talk
about. That's one
thing
we're talking about today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about ants, and we're going to talk about just your general lawn and landscaping, gardening questions. We talk about organics on the show. We talk about how to take care of everything using an all-natural organic approach. And the reason why we talk about that is because, first of all, it works. It works just fantastic.
It's for everything there is synthetic, there's a substitute for that organically.
Yeah. And
I got tongue-tied there. I'm sorry.
We, you know, we talk about chemicals. Well, organics, we use everything we use in organics is a chemical. It's just a naturally occurring chemical. Whereas with some other products, they're synthetically made. They're man-made chemicals. And
so why is that bad?
Well,
just kind of comparing the two and saying just because we make them, it's bad.
Well,
why is that?
The synthetic chemicals a lot of time have things attached to them that are not good for the environment. They're not good for people or plants. They're not good for animals. They can have a negative effect on the environment. And they can have a negative effect on your landscape, how well your plants do. You know, if you use, for instance, synthetic fertilizers, they'll make your grass green, but the bad thing is that if you use them over and over and over again, you're killing the bacteria, the beneficial bacteria, the beneficial microbes that are in your soil, which help the plants to grow better. And also, there's a salt buildup in the soil, and that inhibits that microbial growth, but it also just, the plants don't do as well. And so what you'll find is when you're using synthetic chemicals, they work at first, but over time, you know, your lawn.
You end up using more and more. It gets worse and worse.
It gets worse. So you have to counteract those effects. And with the organic approach, it's a slow release of natural chemicals into the landscape into the lawn or garden. It's safe, and you have less problems. You actually improve everything over time, and you're using less over time. So the benefit is that...
So the less you use, less money you have to spend.
Yeah, less money
you're spending. In all, you're spending less money in the long run.
And you can spend it on gas.
Yeah, I know.
Because I just put some gas in the truck, and it was $3.94 a gallon. And
man.
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to get a bicycle.
Yeah.
So... If you see
You'll see us hauling around organic fertilizer on our backs, riding some Swins.
On our 10 speeds.
Yeah. Spreading hey, fertilizer. There's the organic guys.
So, but today we are going to talk about ants in particular, because ants are a big problem. Fire ants are a big problem in this area. And we wanted to discuss fire ants. We also are going to talk a lot about just the organic approach. We have a special event that's coming up next week in Parker County.
Yeah, on the 31st.
We want to talk about just a fun time. They're going to have a garden party for the East Parker County Library, and we're going to talk about all of that. So, and they're going to go green at that party. So our listeners, I think, would be interested in that.
I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going to go too, unless we're working.
Yeah.
I think we'll be able to make it. We also have a great tip of the week that's coming up. So a lot of good information on the show. And if you do have any questions that you ever want to ask us, you can do that very easily.
Very easily. You go to organicgardenradio.com, and there's just a little section that says email here. Click on it, brings up email, and you just send your question, and it goes directly to us.
Yeah. And if you ever miss one of our shows or only listen to part of the show, or let's say you're a new listener and you just caught a little bit of our show and you want to hear more.
You can also go to organicgardenradio.com, and we have a link there to a podcast. And you can download, you can stream, or you can subscribe to that and just listen to any of shows we've ever done.
Yeah, we are broadcasting here from Parker County, Texas, in North Texas. We're just west of the Fort Worth-Dallas Metroplex in Weatherford, Texas. And our show is broadcast kind of from the middle of Fort Worth West down to Stephenville, Granbury. We go up to Decatur and Springtown and all the way out to Eastland in this local area. So we have some fantastic people that are listening to us here in North Texas.
We do.
But on our podcast, we go all over the world.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many people. I'm intimidated looking at the number. I looked down this morning, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to work on this.
Yeah. So,
but we have people up in Canada, way north in Canada.
Yeah. Just all
Japan,
over the place.
I mean,
we appreciate those listeners as well. So if you're listening to us on the podcast, and a lot of the references we make apply to North Texas and our environment here. However, the great thing about the organic approach is that it really applies wherever you're at. All over the world, you can use these same techniques, same methods, and they'll work just as well in Montana as they're going to work in Brownsville, Texas. And That's the great thing about the organics.
So what got you interested in organics?
Well, I guess just curiosity. I always like to have a green lawn, and I like to have my yard look nice, and used to go down and buy synthetic fertilizers, and man, I would spread those. You know, I don't know how many tons of synthetic fertilizer.
Just made it look like it snowed.
I wanted it to be green and just beautiful all the time. And it was green. I always had thatch problems, a lot of problems with thatch buildup in my lawn, and did not make the connection that was because I was using too many synthetic fertilizers. But we lived out in West Texas, out in Lubbock, in that area for many years, and moved out here to the Aledo area in Parker County, and started listening to the radio myself and heard some people talk about the organic approach. Kind of got curious about it and thought I'd try it out, and lo and behold, it worked.
I remember Mom thought you were nuts.
Well, they're putting molasses out, and you know, at first I made a lot of mistakes. You know, I really didn't understand how it all worked. It's very, very simple. There's just that transition from what you're used to. Anytime you learn something, whatever's new is kind of a little bit harder, but it's the thing is what I've learned. What I learned very quickly was the organic approach was just really simple, and it's not complicated. So if you're a little frustrated at first and you're trying to make that transition, just be patient. Just be patient, and you know, the transition is going to be no problem. So
there's someone trying to call you, find out about organics right now.
That was quick, man. That was quick.
All right. Well, we would like to thank Stewart Nurseries for sponsoring this segment of Organic Garden Radio. They're located out there on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford, Texas. And you can stop by and see them at any time. And we will be right back with more Organic Garden Radio right after this.
Looking for someone to help with all your packing, shipping, and printing right here in Weatherford? You can head on over to AIM Mail Center, located at 1950 South Main, right next door to Starbucks. Tell Richie and the crew, the guys from Organic Garden Radio, sent you. You can contact them at 817-599-6607. For all your printing and shipping needs, AIM Mail Center, Weatherford, Texas.
Stewart Nursery on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford has been providing plant sales and landscaping services to Parker and surrounding counties since the early 1950s. You can stop by and see Stewart Nursery's tremendous selection of native and traditional plants or consult with one of their landscape experts. Stewart Nursery is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stewart Nursery, 2317 Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford.
Join us, Sam and Scott, for the all-new Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
Oh, Sam?
I hate mowing.
If you've ever been over at Sam's house,
I mow the weeds really low so it looks like there's nice grass.
You'll hear everything you need to know, from mowing to growing.
Got your blade sharp and you deadhead your flowers and it's, organics, it really works.
That's right. Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
A healthy trained pet is a joy to live with and brings years of happiness and companionship to every family. At Pets West, we offer training, dog apparel, beds, bowls, collars, event hosting, and more. We're located at I-20 and Bearcat Road in Aledo, Texas. You may give us a call at 817-441-6881 or visit our website at petswest.net.
Ellis Equipment in Weatherford has been providing lawn, garden, farm, and construction equipment, parts, and expert service to Parker County and surrounding areas since 1979. Ellis Equipment offers brands like Kubota and Stihl to make sure you have the right equipment for the right job. Ellis Equipment is at 1313 Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford. You can see them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays from 8 to noon. Ellis Equipment on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford.
You're listening to Organic Garden Radio.
I like dirt. Dirt's what I dig. I like poking around with a big old twig.
Welcome to Organic Garden Radio, the place where everything's green. Now your hosts, Sam and Scott.
And welcome back to Organic Garden Radio. I am Sam.
I'm Scott. We're the father and son team that brings Organic Garden Radio to you every Saturday at noon. Unless there's a volleyball game or a softball game or a football game or something going on.
Some kind of game. It's playoffs.
Some sports event. And then we may be a few minutes early or a few minutes late. But we're always here on Saturdays.
And if you do miss us, you can go to organicgardenradio.com, email us your questions, listen to the show, listen to previous shows. Yeah. Or, hey, who knows, we might get feisty and put up future shows. Just do like 10 of them ahead of time and put them up there.
It's in the future. Okay, well, we're glad that Pets West has sponsored this segment of our show. Pets West is located on I-20 and Bearcat Road out towards Aledo, and they are just a place to go to find the best dog foods and cat foods and supplies. And if you want to have your dog trained, they have agility training.
They do grooming. Do they do grooming?
They don't do grooming. They sell grooming supplies.
Oh, okay.
Grooming supplies.
So that's where I got confused.
And their landscape is 100% organic. And so
we've been doing their landscape since about September.
We have a company called Puro Lawn, and we treat lawns and landscapes organically. And we have been taking care of Pets West, and it looks good, and it's a safe place to be. So take your pets out there, and they can hook you up with some fantastic foods and supplies. Well, we were talking about ants earlier, fire ants.
I love fire ants. And I'm being sarcastic.
I think everybody, if you've lived in Texas, you've had some type of experience with fire ants, being stung by them, and they're a pest with a capital P. And the fire ants that we have here, there's actually a couple different types of fire ants that we have in Texas. We have a native Texas fire ant, which doesn't seem to be as big of a problem as
they're huge though.
Yeah, they
their
can.
Sting hurts.
They can be big.
Or the bite.
Yeah, they can be big. And I remember when I moved to Texas when I was 11 years old, and I was out playing in an empty lot next to our house, and this ant crawled up and bit me on my stomach. And ah! it felt like someone was just pinching you and just wouldn't let go. But the imported fire ant that we have most of the problems with when you think of fire ants out in your lawn and landscape today is actually an imported fire ant that came from South America. And it was imported through ships that came into the ports in Alabama, in Mobile, Alabama, from South America. And these fire ants actually originated through being transported into Alabama, and they've spread all across the South. And now they're
how'd they
Texas.
Get to Alabama? Where'd they come from? Where?
A cruise. They took a cruise from South America.
Okay.
Cruised up to the ports up in Alabama.
So all these ants were hanging out in South America going, hey, man, what do you want to do? Let's go to Texas or Alabama.
And now their ancestors are wreaking havoc all across the South. And so we want to try to control fire ants. And the way that we control fire ants organically is a couple of different ways. One of the things that we use most often in our business with Purolon when we treat ants is just plain orange oil in water. You can just mix up a solution of, you take a gallon of water, and I take about half a cup of orange oil. You can use maybe 5 teaspoons or tablespoons, but I want to make sure they die.
You never go light on the orange oil, do you?
No, I don't. There's many stories about orange oil that we'll get into later. But take about five tablespoons of orange oil to a gallon of water. And then what we found is that if you add a little bit of molasses, maybe 2 or 3 teaspoons of molasses in with that, that really seems to help quite a bit. You can add things like liquid soap, if you want to. It seems to help penetrate into things just a little bit better if you use that. But the most important thing is the orange oil. And so you just take that gallon solution, shake it up really well to make sure everything is suspended in the water, and then you just pour it real slowly onto the mound of ants. You want it to absorb into the mound, and when it starts to make contact with the ants, it kills the ants and kills them on contact. Now,
we like to say gets rid of.
Gets rid of the ants, yeah. We don't
like to say kill.
Yeah, we don't want to say that. Well, Trevor was talking the other day about playing the video games.
Yeah, playing video games.
I killed that guy.
I killed that guy.
Like, don't say kill.
You don't kill people.
Yeah, you don't. So we ethically and, in a non-cruel way, take care of ants. We try to. But the orange oil works just great on eliminating the ants. And also the ants don't seem to really, for some reason, they don't like that citrus smell, or I'm not sure what it is, that the orange oil actually smells really good. And they don't like
that.
Yeah,
but if you cover yourself in it, it's going to be kind of hard to do anything.
Yeah. Well, and then...
dogs don't like it either.
No, they don't. You want to tell them the story about... taking care of fleas with orange oil?
Yeah, a few years ago back, me and my wife got a dog and his little puppy. Or he wasn't quite a puppy. He was about 6 months old. But he had fleas. And so...
Really bad. I mean, they were...
It was really bad. So we brought him over to my dad's house. And this is when you had kind of started doing the whole organic thing.
Yeah, I was new to the whole organic process.
And so he got excited and thought, well, I know what to do. Organically, let's just get some orange oil. Well, we put a little too much orange oil.
I put it in water.
Yeah, we put it in water.
It was like half and half.
I'm trying to defend yourself now. So anyway, we put it on this dog. The dog freaks out. I mean...
Well, first of all, the fleas just like come flying.
Oh, yeah. It was just crazy.
I mean, there were probably on this little puppy, there were thousands and thousands of these fleas. I mean, it was just unreal.
Never had fleas again.
I don't think so. And he starts whining, though, after about what it was like 10 or 15 minutes after, we got rid of the fleas and washed him and everything, cleaned him up. And he starts just kind of whining all the time. And what happened was the orange oil is acidic. It's very, very acidic. And being the novice to the whole, like, whole organic approach, I put too much orange oil in the shampoo and the water that we used, and it was burning his skin was what the problem was. And it took, what, like a couple hours before he finally calmed down?
Yeah, but he was okay.
He might have been damaged the rest of his life. I don't know. he grew up and was a strong dog. He was like a blue heeler mix.
Yeah, he was a blue heeler.
And so he ended up just doing okay, just doing all right. So,
the whole thing, the point of that story is organics oils, works.
It works.
Everything works.
Just, and don't overdo it on some things. Like, exactly. Orange oil is kind of strong. So
even in your yard, you know, you put too much orange oil on that ant mound, and you can start to kill the grass around it. And, you know,
right. So,
it's moderation.
So like five tablespoons of orange oil per gallon is going to take care of your ants. Now, when you pour that on the ants are, you're going to get rid of a majority of them, but some of them are going to escape. You know, those guys that are already out, the little scouts that are out and about in the yard, they come back, they get a whiff of that orange oil, and they go make a new mound, maybe 5-10 feet away, the ants that survive. And so you'll have to go and retreat that new mound. And what I found is it's about two or three times of treatments are going to eliminate the ants. If you add the molasses in there, the molasses, they don't like that. I think the molasses, what it does, it helps stimulate microbial activity in the soil. And so the microbes really bump up and are active in the soil. And the ants don't like those microbes because they're not hospitable with the ants laying the eggs and just their whole developmental process. So the ants leave. What we found also is you can get dry molasses. It's kind of like a dry flaked type molasses, and it's what you feed cows and horses. And you can just sprinkle that on top of the mounds as well after you've put the orange oil out. And that seems to really work. Very well. You can put that on kind of thick on the immediate mound area, and I found that to be very, very successful. So just a lot of ways you can take care of ants. And we'll even talk after the break, we'll talk about ants a little bit more. We're great to have Pets West as one of our sponsors, and they sponsor this section of Organic Garden Radio. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Looking for someone to help with all your packing, shipping, and printing right here in Weatherford? You can head on over to AIM Mail Center, located at 1950 South Main, right next door to Starbucks. Tell Richie and the crew the guys from Organic Garden Radio sent you. You can contact them at 817-599-6607. For all your printing and shipping needs, AIM Mail Center, Weatherford, Texas.
Stewart Nursery on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford has been providing plant sales and landscaping services to Parker and surrounding counties since the early 1950s. You can stop by and see Stewart Nursery's tremendous selection of native and traditional plants or consult with one of their landscape experts. Stewart Nursery is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stewart Nursery, 2317 Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford.
Join us, Sam and Scott, for the all-new Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
Oh, Sam.
I hate mowing.
If you've ever been over at Sam's house,
I mow the weeds really low, so it looks like there's nice grass. You'll hear everything you need to know, from mowing to growing.
You got your blade sharp, and you deadhead your flowers, and it's organics, it really works.
That's right. Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
A healthy trained pet is a joy to live with and brings years of happiness and companionship to every family. At Pets West, we offer training, dog apparel, beds, bowls, collars, event hosting, and more. We're located at I-20 and Bearcat Road in Aledo, Texas. You may give us a call at 817-441-6881 or visit our website at petswest.net.
Ellis Equipment in Weatherford has been providing lawn, garden, farm, and construction equipment, parts, and expert service to Parker County and surrounding areas since 1979. Ellis Equipment offers brands like Kubota and Still to make sure you have the right equipment for the right job. Ellis Equipment is at 1313 Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford. You can see them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays from 8 to noon. Ellis Equipment, on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford.
You're listening to Organic Garden Radio.
I like dirt. Dirt's what I dig. I like poking around with a big old twig.
Welcome to Organic Garden Radio, the place where everything's green. Now your hosts, Sam and Scott.
And welcome back to Organic Garden Radio this Saturday afternoon.
Hi, I'm Scott. This is Sam. We're the father and son team that brings to you Organic Garden Radio every Saturday afternoon, and you can listen to us on 89.5 and all the sister stations out of Weatherford, Mineral Wells, Stephenville, Decatur, Springtown, Granbury, all those areas here in North Texas. We're glad that you've joined us.
This... And I have to apologize to you. I didn't have your mic on. I had it on the mic earlier next
sections,
to you.
On the earlier section. So hopefully that echo's gone.
I think it'll be okay.
This segment of our show is brought to you by Ellis Equipment Company. Ellis Equipment is located out there on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford. And if you need the right equipment for the right job, Ellis Equipment is the place to go. They carry Kubota tractors, Kubota equipment, which is some of the better equipment, and also carry Still, which is
we use Still backpack sprayers, and
we use a lot of in our
we have a lot of Still equipment.
Yeah, with Purolawn, the company that we have, our organic lawn and landscape company, any type of equipment that Still makes that we can use, we definitely prefer Still, and we did that long before Ellis Equipment ever had this show, first of all.
Yeah,
and so we are firm believers in the equipment and the products that Ellis Equipment uses or that they sell, because we use it ourselves. And I would encourage you to, or you can go buy Ellis Equipment and, check out all that fantastic equipment. So
we were talking about the East Parker County Library's garden party coming up on the 31st.
Yeah. If you love books, if you love barbecue, if you love music, if you love our planet, because this is a party that's going green. They're having a fantastic garden party on May 31st, next Saturday, at 11 o'clock, and it goes from 11 to 2. And they're going to have barbecue and music. But the great thing is it's all green. Everything's going to be recycled.
Yeah, they're recycling 100% of the trash.
Yeah, so... just a really
We talked to Jan, and part of what she said was, how do you have a party with 200 people, average 200 people, and have no trash cans?
They're going to do it.
They are.
And so if you're if you're just curious, how do you throw a party for 200 people and not have a trash can?
You definitely want to check this out.
They're going to show you how. And if
that's at 1279 Jenkins Road in Aledo, Texas. Yeah. It's not actually at the East Parker County Library in Aledo. Right. It's at the A.J. Hood Pioneer Homestead.
Yeah, if you know where Hot Tamale Antiques is out there, that's where it's at. But if you have any questions, you can contact Jan or Harder. Contact Jan, and her number is 817-291-3952, and she can give you directions.
Or you can go to hottamaleantiques.com.
Yeah, do that. And they're going to have Clear Fork Jazz, and they're going to have ponies, if you want to have pony rides, and... take pictures of your children on the
ponies. Well, I like to offer Dad, but I don't think a pony could hold me.
Put Sam on the pony and take a picture of Sam. we'll take Trevor out there. Trevor's my grandson, Sam's little boy. Trevor will have a blast.
He will.
Guaranteed.
Oh,
guaranteed.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
He loves going to the library. And,
he does.
The East Parker County Library out in Aledo. And if you haven't been there, it's the old post office in Aledo. As you travel into old Aledo, into the town, there on the right side is the old post office, and that's the East Parker County Library, and just a fantastic place to go, and we want to support them and support any types of fundraisers that they might have. So the community garden party that's going on May 31st is a great way to support that East Parker County Library.
And again, that's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the A.J. Hood Pioneer Homestead at 1279 Jenkins Road in Aledo, Texas. And, just in case anyone misses that and hears us talking about it, I'll put a link to the MapQuest of it on our website.
Oh, cool.
If you want to go to that, just go to the website, click on it.
Yeah, just go to organicgardenradio.com, get that link. And if you want to listen to any of our old shows or if you missed part of the show, then you can listen to us on our organicgardenradio.com. We have a tip of the week.
We do?
Yes, we do. And the tip of the week is curves, not corners, when it comes to flower beds. And the reason why we picked that tip was if you ever mow out in your yard, I don't know if Sam mows that often out in his yard, but do you ever mow and have problems when you hit up to the flower bed and there's like a sharp corner or anything like that?
I have problems when I hit rocks because the grass is so tall, I don't see it.
Mowing's just a problem for you.
Mowing's just a problem for me, I'm sorry.
Anyway, well, you're going to hopefully be getting a new house here in about a week,
right? We're actually buying a house.
You'll have an acre to mow then.
I know.
But you'll have access to a riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be more fun. You'll want to mow more often.
But, I'll have the nicest looking lawn in town.
Yeah. So
that'll be a turn of events.
What a contrast to what's going on now. But when you have the flower beds, whether they're large or small, if you have sharp square corners, trying to get a riding lawnmower or even a push lawnmower around those sharp corners or into any sharp corners is really a hassle. And so what you want to do is when you make your flower beds, make them nice flowing lines. And so that when you can go around them with the lawnmower, you don't have to stop, back up. You just can go in one continuous motion, one continuous line. So when you're planning out your flower beds, use curves, use the curving flowing lines. Don't use corners.
Okay. Makes it easier to mow.
Makes a lot. Just a little tip that I learned from practical experience myself and have, you know, in recent years realized that landscapers knew that a long time ago. So sometimes we have to learn the hard way.
So
right?
Talking about mowing, how high or low should you mow your grass? Because a bunch of people, some people like that really lush looking grass. Some people like the really fine cut.
Some people want the golf. The tee golf course look, you know, the tees or the green type look. Yeah, you know, golf greens. You can get
I myself just like the natural look.
You like the natural look. Yeah, the natural look that's unmowed.
Exactly.
It depends what type of grass you have, okay? And so Bermuda grass, which is a more of a southern grass, a warm weather type grass for the hotter climates, Bermuda grass, it's a crawling grass. It has rhizomes that creep out. It can take being mowed a little bit lower than most other grasses. Okay, so what applies to Bermuda is kind of the exception. But as a general rule, when you mow grass, the height of the grass is the root system is going to be equal to the height of the grass. So if you mow your grass 3 inches high, on average, your root system is going to be about 3 inches deep. Okay, that's a general rule. However, with Bermuda grass, you can mow it a little bit lower. You can mow it like an inch high or three quarters of an inch high, and the root system is still going to be a little bit longer than that. It's going to be a couple inches deep, actually probably even go down even further than that, especially if you use the organic program. And
but you never want to cut more than a third of the grass off at one time.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, if you've ever let your grass grow up or you go out there and you really kind of try to mow it low and it gets, you kind of scalp it and it gets that brown, you know, if you've cut off all the green on the top, that's bad. That's bad for the grass. So to avoid that, just never cut more than a third of the grass off at any given time. And, you know, that's a general rule that applies to everybody in any type of grass. But as far as grass height, you just 2 to 3 inches is good for like a St. Augustine grass or Kentucky bluegrass or some of these you know, other grasses. If you have buffalo grass, if you like that native look and have buffalo grass, you know, you probably want to keep it kind of high, like around 3 inches high as well, even 4 inches. And but Bermuda grass, you can cut a little bit lower, and you're not going to have as many problems with it. And with the organic approach, the good thing is that the root systems just really seem to really take off and grab hold. And so you don't have the problems with drought as much also in the organic approach. So that's kind of the grass tip of the week. And if you need a great riding lawnmower to mow your grass, just go down to Ellis Equipment and get one down there. I look at the Kubota tractors and Kubota lawnmowers all the time and think,
yeah, I want one of those.
I would love to have one of those.
Yeah, one of those. air-conditioned, nice Kubota tractors and the golf cart-looking thing.
Yeah.
I'd drive that thing instead of my car.
Sam's driving. Maybe, you know, with gas prices like we were talking about earlier, you might need to. But we, you know, when you're cutting your grass, you want it to be green and beautiful. We talk about cutting grass, but you also want to make sure you use the right fertilizers. And we get asked all the time, what type of fertilizer should I use on my grass? And in the organic approach, there's many, many, many fertilizers you can use. If you go down to your local feed store or garden center, go down over to Stewart Nursery, they have ready-made organic fertilizers for lawns and beds, and they're ready to go. So you don't really have to mix up your own, or it's not any super science. They have.
It's just like going and getting the synthetic stuff.
Yeah.
Walk in, say, I need some fertilizer, hand it to you, and you walk out and go spread it.
Yeah, it's bagged and ready to go. And a lot of those that I recommend are ones that have alfalfa, a lot of alfalfa in them. You can get them with corn gluten meal. You can get them with cottonseed meal. You can get them with just all types of different natural fertilizers. And they work just really, really well. And you typically put on 10 to 20 pounds of fertilizer per 1,000 square feet. And that'll take care of you. Coming up here in June is a good time to, or even right now. I mean, good thing is you can fertilize with organics any time of year, but typically for the lawn, for the grass, you want to fertilize March, April, and then you can go back and fertilize May, June is a good time to fertilize. So,
you know, we talk a lot about fertilizing and when to fertilize and what to use to fertilize. Another thing we talk about a lot, it's kind of along the same thing, more commonly used thing is we talk about using vinegar to kill weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one question we have to get with this show is, you know, people that are new to the organic program or have just started it and kind of getting into it, how do they kill weeds? Because that's got to be the number one complaint we have from people, or a question, not really a complaint.
I know. I remember you sent me an email that somebody asked that same question, somebody in Dallas that listens to the show. Mm-hmm. And apparently they must listen to the podcast, and we appreciate that. And they ask, how do I take care of weeds?
We get so many questions for weeds. And it's not just that one.
Well, and I tell you what, when it comes to weeds, it depends where the weeds are. But if the weeds are in your lawn, the best way to do it is to mow on a regular basis. Mow every 5 to 7 days. And if you do that, that will help control weeds. If you use a good organic approach and you have good, healthy, thick grass, then the grass is going to outcompete the weeds. And so you're not going to have as many problems with weeds to begin with right there. As far as any type of thing that you spray on the weeds, you can spray a vinegar solution, a strong vinegar solution. You can't use the vinegar that you go buy at the grocery store across the street. That's only like a 5% vinegar. You need a vinegar that's about 10% or higher. 10 to 20% is what you can find in the feed stores and the garden centers.
But you have to really be careful using that vinegar right now, especially because it kills anything that is green.
Yes,
it
does.
Flowers, trees, grass.
Anything that's growing, it's going to it's going to take care of it. So anything that the vinegar touches. And what you do is you just buy a gallon of like 10 or 20% vinegar, add a couple teaspoons of soap into that, and you can add a little bit of orange oil if you'd like to, 2 or 3 teaspoons of orange oil, and just spray that directly on. Don't dilute it down anymore. Just spray it on the weeds. And it will kill them. Now, if you spray it in the yard on the weeds, it's going to kill some of the grass. So I wouldn't recommend that unless the grass is dormant. But as far as flower beds and driveways and curbs and cracks in the sidewalks, you can spray it on, and it's going to just take care of it with no problem at all.
Especially right now when it's really warm. You know, about this time last year, I had a bunch of weeds in my we just moved into this house, and there were a bunch of weeds in the sidewalks. I went and sprayed it out there about 9 o'clock in the morning, went out about 11:30, and they were brown and dead.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not like, you wait a week, and then you go out and you look, and if it's dead, you don't worry about it. If it's not, you spray it again. It's just, when it's warm, spray it, it dies. It's as simple as that.
It doesn't take very long. It doesn't take very long. If you know, even after a couple of days, if you wait, it dies out really well. It just really takes care of the weeds with no problem at all, so... What are some other questions that we get quite often, Sam?
Well, we had someone ask about alfalfa tea as a fertilizer, and they're just wondering, what is that? You know, because we talk about compost tea, mm-hmm. and we talk about alfalfa fertilizer to spread out. Now, what is alfalfa tea? That's
Okay, well, if you think about how you make tea in a tea bag, it's the same concept, okay? You just take alfalfa, and you can put it in an old sock or something like that, netting hose or whatever, and take a couple of cups of alfalfa and get a big bucket of water and just set that in the water. And what it will do is all the nutrients will leach out and form a tea in that water. And so just leave it out overnight, leave it for about 24 hours. And you don't want to leave it too long because there's not a lot of air circulating in that water. And that would be a what's called an anaerobic condition where there's no air. And the bad bacteria or bad microbes will start to flourish. We want good microbial life, and the good microbial life requires air. So we want to make sure that we don't use up all the oxygen in that water. So just let it set for maybe 12 to 24 hours, and the good nutrients will leach out and form a tea, an alfalfa tea, and you can use that to fertilize. It's just a low-strength, slow fertilizer that you can use on the indoor plants. You can use it outside on any plant. You can use it as a foliar spray, which you spray on leaves, and the nutrients will absorb into the leaves. But, you can make teas out of any type of organic material, any type of alfalfa or any type of compost or anything like that. So it's a pretty simple concept.
So just about any fertilizer you use, any organic fertilizer you use, you can also make a tea out of it.
Yeah, for the most part, you really could. And
would it have the same effects?
Yeah, it actually absorbs really quick into the soil and into the roots a little bit quicker. It makes the nutrients more available in an easier form for the plants. And if you spray it as a foliar spray, it enters into the plants just systemically, just really quickly. And so you see some just great, really quick results. And so it's a natural way to go, and it's something that you can see some more immediate type effects.
And it's a great reason to buy a still sprayer.
Yeah.
Those things are good. I like those.
Go over to Ellis Equipment and get one of those backpack sprayers that they have, and they are fantastic. They work really, really well.
And we would also like to thank Ellis Equipment for sponsoring this section of Organic Garden Radio, and we will be right back after this.
Looking for someone to help with all your packing, shipping, and printing right here in Weatherford? You can head on over to AIM Mail Center, located at 1950 South Main, right next door to Starbucks. Tell Richie and the crew the guys from Organic Garden Radio sent you. You can contact them at 817-599-6607. For all your printing and shipping needs, AIM Mail Center, Weatherford, Texas.
Stewart Nursery on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford has been providing plant sales and landscaping services to Parker and surrounding counties since the early 1950s. You can stop by and see Stewart Nursery's tremendous selection of native and traditional plants or consult with one of their landscape experts. Stewart Nursery is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stewart Nursery, 2317 Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford.
Join us, Sam and Scott, for the all-new Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
Oh, Sam.
I hate mowing.
If you've ever been over at Sam's house, you'd
mow the weeds really low, so it looks like there's nice grass. You'll hear everything you need to know, from mowing to growing.
Got your blades sharp and you deadhead your flowers, and it's organics, it really works.
That's right. Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
A healthy trained pet is a joy to live with and brings years of happiness and companionship to every family. At Peds West, we offer training, dog apparel, beds, bowls, collars, event hosting, and more. We're located at I-20 and Bearcat Road in Aledo, Texas. You may give us a call at 817-441-6881 or visit our website at petswest.net.
Ellis Equipment in Weatherford has been providing lawn, garden, farm, and construction equipment, parts, and expert service to Parker County and surrounding areas since 1979. Ellis Equipment offers brands like Kubota and Stihl to make sure you have the right equipment for the right job. Ellis Equipment is at 1313 Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford. You can see them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays from 8 to noon. Ellis Equipment on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford.
You're listening to Organic Garden Radio.
I like dirt. Dirt's what I dig. I like poking around with a big old twig.
Welcome to Organic Garden Radio, the place where everything's green. Now your hosts, Sam and Scott.
And welcome back to Organic Garden Radio this Saturday afternoon. I am Sam.
And I'm Scott. We're the father and son team that brings to you Organic Garden Radio every Saturday at noon. And this Saturday, we have a girls softball game, so we may be bumped up a little bit early or a little bit late. But typically, we're on Saturday at noon, and you can listen to our show live, or you can go to
OrganicGardenRadio.com. We have a streaming podcast. You can go there and you can stream it live. You can listen to any previous show. You can subscribe. You can email us your questions. Just anything that has to do with the show, you can pretty much take care of it. OrganicGardenRadio.com.
And we'd like to thank AIM Mail Center for sponsoring this segment of Organic Garden Radio. AIM Mail Center is located on South Main Street, right next to Starbucks there.
Yep, 1950 South Main.
And take care of all your shipping, packing, mailing type needs. And
yeah, they have UPS, they have FedEx, they have regular mail, they have printing, they have mailboxes. I mean,
just shred your documents.
They got it all there.
Everything. So,
all right, so back to some questions. Okay. One question we got this week was, someone just bought a new spreader. What mm-hmm. setting do they need to put that on to spread fertilizer out on the lawn? Because obviously they want to put enough. They don't want to put too much. They don't want to waste what they have. And but they also want to make sure that they get it right.
Right. So, you know, typically when you, in the past, for people that are making the conversion over to organics and they've used synthetic fertilizers in the past, you know, there'll be some type of setting on the bag that tells them, you know, put, you know, for a certain type of fertilizer, put it on number two or number three or whatever the case may be. And with organics, the organic fertilizers are naturally occurring types of material like alfalfa and cottonseed and mixtures of different things. And they're a little bit larger, usually a little bit larger pieces of fertilizer, unless you get kind of the powder form. But typically just open up that fertilizer spreader on the highest setting, just wide open. And sometimes you even have to shake the fertilizer just a little bit to get things to start to drop through. But and just go out, and you can kind of tell by the, you know, how fast you're walking and everything, how fast it's going to be coming out. And takes a little bit of getting used to, I guess. But just open it up on the full setting and just go after it.
Walk fast.
Yeah, or slow. It just depends. And a good thing to do is to ask the person that you're buying the organic fertilizer from, what type of, or what setting should I use for this fertilizer? And they'll know. They'll tell you if it's a fine, more of a fine powder type of fertilizer, then you'll want it on, you know, like half open, your fertilizer half open. If it's more of large chunks and things like that of fertilizer, then you'll want it fully opened. Okay, and they'll be able to help you out and let you know. So that's one of the reasons why we like to tell people to go to places like Stewart Nursery. Because they
can assist you in everything.
They can answer your questions. Yeah. So, just ask the people you're buying it from and they should be able to help you out. Okay. But, I know we seem to have gotten quite a few emails about different types of questions.
We have.
And, there was one question, that we got not too long ago from, somebody right here in Weatherford. They have a tree and, they have also a 1-year-old dog that's in the yard with the tree. And as many people know, including myself, young dogs and young trees don't mix. And the dog usually wins, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so anyway, they have a beautiful tree that the dog has seemed to, you know, taken advantage of a little bit. And this tree is called a globe willow. It's not a really super common tree in this area, but a very beautiful tree and something that will grow in our neck of the woods. And this globe willow has been kind of knocked down more than once, I guess, by one of the puppies. And they want to know, you know, is what do I need to do to the tree to make sure that it's going to do okay? And what I found is, first of all, that dogs and trees don't mix. Young puppies and young trees don't mix. So if you have an area where your dogs, young puppies are, or dogs are, and you have a newly planted tree, you might want to fence that tree off, first of all.
Well, they had said in that email they had put some bricks around it, and it had kept the puppy away from it since they had done that. So, I mean, based on experience from them, it works.
Yeah.
If you do something like that.
Yeah, just some type of barrier, first of all.
And just some of the smallest bricks.
Yeah, but if the tree has been damaged, you know, what do you do? Well, for instance, on the globe willow, the bark is somewhat tender, a little more tender than like an oak tree or something along those lines. And so the bark is very tender. So I don't know if the bark was damaged, but if the bark gets damaged or, you know, some scrapes on it or whatever, what you want to do is clean that wound off. Okay, it's just like a wound like a person would have. You want to clean it off, and typically you can use like a hydrogen peroxide just straight out of the bottle, just like what they sell at the grocery store, a 3% hydrogen peroxide, and just wipe that onto the to the areas that have been damaged, the open wounds of the tree. And after you do that, you can apply what's known as a tree goop, and you can make that up yourself. It's really, really simple. You just take a third of each of the following, okay? Just mix a third of each. First, you want to use a soft rock phosphate, and you can get that at the supply centers, or just use fireplace ashes because that has phosphate in it. So use phosphate ashes or fireplace ashes, and you can use natural diatomaceous earth, okay, known as DE. And if you go to your garden center again or the feed store, they'll know exactly what diatomaceous earth is. And you can use diatomaceous earth in insect control. And we're going to talk about that later on next week, by the way.
Yep.
But get some diatomaceous earth or DE, natural DE, and then another third of a manure compost. And you can get that in a bag.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So just take a third of each of those, mix in a little bit of water, and make a goop. Okay. And with this goop, you can place it over the wounds of the tree. And what it will do is help air to still get into that area, but also provide some nutrient value and some protection, and usually take care of it. I don't recommend like tar or, you know, some thick paints like tree paints or things like that, because the reason why is because you want that wound to be able to breathe. Okay. You know, you kind of know what it's like if you have a wound on yourself, right? And, you have a cut, let's say a little cut on your finger, and if you were to take scotch tape and just wrap it around there, no air could get to it, right? And it would be bad for the wound. Well, it's the same way for the tree. If you use these tars or a lot of these sprays that people try to sell, the wound can't breathe. The bark can't breathe, and you don't want that to happen, so you want it to breathe. Actually, a varnish, like a paint varnish, will actually let air in and out, and some people can use that. And you know, I'm not necessarily against that. So you could use like a varnish, but the tree goop is really works out pretty good.
And that's only if part of your tree actually got broken, not just
like limbs got torn off, and there's big scrapes or something.
You gotta be careful how you say this, because I'll be out there just spreading goop all over the tree because he got knocked over.
Yeah,
he just said put it on there.
No, and if some of this goop falls off into the ground, well, it's all natural, and so it just breaks down and provides fertilizer for the ground, and it's just you're recycling. So that's one of the reasons why I recommend the tree goop. The other thing, when for any tree, this goes for any tree, is to make sure that the root flare is exposed and you aerate and you treat the tree. Using a tree treatment. And so we'll talk about that after the break.
And we would like to thank AIM Mail Center for sponsoring this segment of Organic Garden Radio, and we will be right back after this.
Looking for someone to help with all your packing, shipping, and printing right here in Weatherford? You can head on over to AIM Mail Center, located at 1950 South Main, right next door to Starbucks. Tell Richie and the crew the guys from Organic Garden Radio sent you. You can contact them at 817-599-6607. For all your printing and shipping needs, AIM Mail Center, Weatherford, Texas.
Stewart Nursery on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford has been providing plant sales and landscaping services to Parker and surrounding counties since the early 1950s. You can stop by and see Stewart Nursery's tremendous selection of native and traditional plants, or consult with one of their landscape experts. Stewart Nursery is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stewart Nursery, 2317 Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford.
Join us, Sam and Scott, for the all-new Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
Oh, Sam?
I hate mowing.
If you've ever been over at Sam's house, you'd
I mow the weeds really low, so it looks like there's nice grass.
You'll hear everything you need to know, from mowing to growing.
Got your blades sharp and you deadhead your flowers, and it's organics, it really works.
That's right. Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
A healthy trained pet is a joy to live with and brings years of happiness and companionship to every family. At Pets West, we offer training, dog apparel, beds, bowls, collars, event hosting, and more. We're located at I-20 and Bearcat Road in Aledo, Texas. You may give us a call at 817-441-6881 or visit our website at petswest.net.
Ellis Equipment in Weatherford has been providing lawn, garden, farm, and construction equipment, parts, and expert service to Parker County and surrounding areas since 1979. Ellis Equipment offers brands like Kubota and Still to make sure you have the right equipment for the right job. Ellis Equipment is at 1313 Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford. You can see them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays from 8 to noon. Ellis Equipment on Fort Worth Highway in Weatherford.
You're listening to Organic Garden Radio.
I like dirt. Dirt's what I dig. I like poking around with a big old twig.
Welcome to Organic Garden Radio, the place where everything's green. Now your hosts, Sam and Scott.
And welcome back to Organic Garden Radio this Saturday afternoon.
The place where everything's green. We like to make fun of Justin, who is the guy that does that. Justin works for our company, Puro Lawn, mm-hmm. and he's a friend of Spencer and Price, who is Sam's younger brothers and my boys. And they have their own little company where they go out and mow lawns.
Sure will.
Sure will, lawn care. And they're
they've
actually
been getting a lot of business.
They're actually really big. I'm like going to hit them up for a loan here pretty quick. They're doing really well. They help promote our business as well. Our business is Puro Lawn, and we're an organic lawn and landscape company. We treat lawns and landscape using 100% organic methods, and have found that is the best way not only to have a beautiful green lawn and landscape, but also to have a safe lawn and landscape. Not only a green lawn, but a safe lawn.
Yep.
And
that's how we roll.
that's the direction we take. And so we're lean more towards the green and on Organic Garden Radio. If you ever miss any of our shows or miss part of the show or want to listen to old shows, just go to organicgardenradio.com.
Yep. You can stream old shows. You can stream the most recent shows. You can subscribe and download. And you can also email us any questions you might have.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of pick up where we left off just real quick. We were talking about if you have a tree that's been damaged, you can use the tree goop. Just use a third of fireplace ashes or rock phosphate, soft rock phosphate. Mix that in with a little diatomaceous earth and another third manure. Mix a little water in and just put that goop on the wounds after you've cleaned them off with a hydrogen peroxide 3% solution. That's what you buy in the store in the bottle. And then you want to make sure that you expose the root flare of all trees, whether they're sick or not, or have problems or not. If you look at a tree, you know, at the bottom, it starts to flare out at the bottom. And a lot of trees are just planted too deep. If they look like a stick that's just been shoved in the ground and you can't see that root flare. So what you want to do for all trees, and this is to help alleviate any problems in the future that you might have with trees and just to have a healthier, faster, stronger growing tree, an exposed root flare is what you want to do. And so you just get down. Don't use any really sharp garden tools or anything that will cut into the bark of the tree, but like a real thick bristle brush. You can use a shop. Some people use shop vacs. You don't want to use a strong, like a a power washer, because that will actually, you know, just tear off the bark of the tree. So don't use that, but you can use a hose and get the soil wet around the base of the tree and use a shop vac and suck it up. Or when it's dry, just use a bristle brush and get the root flare exposed. And then once you've done that, you can put a little mulch over it, but never more than like a half inch or an inch of mulch around that root flare. And then go around and aerate around the base of the tree from the drip line in towards the trunk, and aerate real good with like a little hand aerator or a hoe or a pitchfork or something along those lines. And then what you can do is you can spread out some green sand or soft rock phosphate that you can buy at your garden center, and just spread out 1 or 3 pounds of that around the base of the trees, and then get some, make up a tree drench solution. And the tree drench solution is just 1 gallon of water, 1 cup of liquid humate, 1 cup of fish or seaweed emulsion, and mix that up real well and dilute it down. And you also add a 1/2 cup of molasses into that as well, our favorite molasses. So just in a gallon of water, put 1 cup of humate, 1 cup of fish and seaweed emulsion, 1/2 cup of molasses, mix it together, and just drench that in those holes around the base of the tree. And if you do that, I'd recommend actually doing that once a year, and you're going to have some fantastic healthy trees. But if a tree's been damaged, it will help the tree to bounce back and heal a little bit quicker. So that's our tree talk for the day, I guess. Okay. So
I think that's just about all the time we have for today on Organic Garden Radio. It just goes by so fast.
It does. It goes real fast. Next week, we're going to talk about pesticides and some new information that I found and new research that I found that really kind of caught my eye. I'm not going to bash people that use pesticides or synthetic chemicals, but I tell you what, the more I find out about some of the pesticides out there and some of the things that kill weeds, kind of makes me realize that I want to stay farther away from them than I even originally thought. So we're going to discuss those things next week on Organic Garden Radio.
And we would like to thank Stewart Nurseries for sponsoring this segment, Pets West, Ellis Equipment,
the right equipment for the right job out at Ellis Equipment.
And AIM Mail Center. Those were our sponsors for today. And we'd like to thank them once again. And we will see everybody again next week on Organic Garden Radio. And if you miss any of it, be sure and go to organicgardenradio.com. And we will see all of you next week.
Bye.